He's not heavy, my father. He's my brother. All the world is filled with people, people of every persuasion, people of every color, people of every religion, people of every philosophy. And the United States does not want these people within its boundaries. The United States does not want all the colors of the world in its boundaries. The United States does not want all of the people of the world in its boundaries. The United States does not want all of the religions and all the philosophies within its boundaries. The United States wants every single person who is an individual, who wants to be themselves and live a life of vitality and magic, to be a citizen of the United States. The United States is not a combination of religions, a combination of colors, of combinations of philosophies. The United States is a place where every man has the freedom to be himself. Every man has the freedom to be a person. No man is recognized by his color. No man is recognized by his religion or his philosophy. No man is recognized by any part of himself that makes him unique and distinctive from the other. For all are divine beings. All are living at this point in time as human beings. Human beings who care about themselves, who care about living up to what they believe is right for them. And as they live up to what is right for them, they live in harmony with one another. As the young boy carrying his brother to an orphanage said to the man in charge of the orphanage, "He's not heavy, Father, he's my brother." You see, when we live in a world where every man, every woman, every child, every being is a person, is our brother, we no longer seek to change them. We no longer seek to make them over in our image. We see them in our image. We see them in our light. We see them in our love. And as we see them in our love, we see them peaceful. We see them harmonious. We see them enjoying life, enjoying everything. All the world actually has a smile on its face. All the world lives for the joy of living. All the world lives for the happiness of living. Happiness is really what it's all about. And the foundation of happiness, the foundation of joy, the foundation of peace, the foundation of the world is love. As we love one another, it makes little difference. For first we must love ourselves. And as we love ourselves as whoever we are, whatever color we may be, whatever religion or philosophy or nationality we may have been or we may still express, it makes no difference. It is one being loving himself. And that love spreads out from himself to whomever he sees. Children playing together make no difference of their races or their colors or their religion or their philosophy. They don't even know what races, colors, religion, and philosophies are until someone comes along to tell them. Until perhaps their parents come along and say, "Oh, you shouldn't play with that boy. He's of that faith, of that religion, of that philosophy, or that color." And the children, they have no thought of that. Indeed, we must become as little children to live in harmony and peace with one another. We must become as little children who hold nothing against one another, but who just are ourselves and have fun doing whatever we're doing. Peace on earth is a reality right now, everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world where little children live, they live in peace with one another. Oh, you see them fighting, you see them angry, you see them upset for a moment sometimes, even coming from the most peaceful circumstances. But that does not last more than a few moments, and the next thing you know, there they are playing again, having forgotten whatever it was that they didn't like before. The world goes on, and the world is a lovely place. And the world is a harmonious place. The world is a lovely place in which to live, because it is filled with lovely persons. There are no peoples. By that we mean oftentimes races, colors, clans, creeds. There are only persons. There are only individuals. And we deal with each individual with love. And each individual reciprocates with love. Each individual shines forth love to us. We deal with each individual with the desire to see whatever is for our highest good, that they might have that too. Whatever we would enjoy, that they might have it too, but we don't force it on them. If we enjoy eating a certain food and someone else does not, we don't try to enforce it on them. We say, try it. If you like it, good. If not, fine. Or don't even try it. I like it. You see, when we are in peace, when we are living as peace, we live our life, we live our world, we are who we are. Now that's a very brazen statement to make, to say the United States does not want the peoples of the world here. The United States does not want the religions and the philosophies and the colors of the world here. But that's true. The United States wants all people who are individuals, who seek to live to their highest and their grandest and their most wonderful self, right here. And anyone who has an axe to grind or who feels they have a way of living that's better than somebody else, let them take that where they will. But here in the United States, the House of Peace, the country of peace, the world of harmony and peace. Let all axes be put aside. Let all unhappiness be put aside. Let all desire to change another be put aside. And if there's any desire at all, let it be that we each express our highest and best. And as we each express our highest and best, there is peace on earth. There is happiness everywhere. There is joy because there is love. Love handles every circumstance in the entire universe. When the planets are lovingly in harmony with one another, they smoothly move along their courses. When man is in harmony with himself and his world, he does nothing to destroy it. He does nothing to make the world less beautiful. He does everything to make it more beautiful by his individual thought and his individual action. If every person on the face of the earth were to say these few words, peace would ensue. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Because then we would be loving of our brothers, and they would not be a burden for us. We would be loving of all humanity, and we would seek out, by our actions individually, to do those things which are a blessing to others. We would be loving in every possible way, and as we are loving in every possible way, beautiful things happen in our life. And a beautiful world continues to go, and we continue to live in joy and harmony and peace and love. For we are the creators of our world, and we are the created. And we are the love, and we are the joy, and we are the peace. And that peace began right now. And that peace lives eternally when it begins from our own individual heart and spreads outwardly to all humanity. For such is the way of love, of peace, of right action, of truth, of goodness. Such is the way of we as God. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me.